he's made a pretty big dent in the media since his My Kitchen Rule days back in 2013. He lives and breathes clean eating. You may know him as Trainer Luke, owner of Bondi PT, or his numerous shirtless photos on Instagram. It's Luke Hines. Good morning.
Good morning. I haven't had quite the intro like that. That is very good. Very funny.
I just came up with it. I was doing a bit of stalking on Instagram, and I must say, you've got some pretty good photos on there.
Thank you. Remember, it's all about the food. It's all about the food.
Yeah.
Healthy eating.
Yeah, but that's a result of the healthy eating. It's like, this is the body.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. Now, I have to ask one thing as well. Because of stalking your Instagram account, I did notice that you have an awesome start to your mornings.
Yeah.
You always got a good start. What did you do this morning?
All right, this morning I actually can tell you that I woke up nice and early in Port Lincoln, South Australia. So not the usual Bondi.
Yes.
It's the first day of the Paleo Way tour. So it's been awesome to wake up and explore a new town. I've never been to this neck of the woods. And I tell you what, it is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's day one, isn't it? It's day one of the tour. And then you will be in Albury on Monday. So you've got a bit of travelling to do.
I know. I can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, life's pretty good. You live in Bondi and you're waking up, like I said, you wake up and you've always got a good start to your morning. And I think that makes clean eating pretty easy, doesn't it? Like when you've got a good routine.
Yeah, definitely. I think the key is to eating healthy is at the start of the day, and it sets you up for your food habits for the rest of the afternoon. Because if you eat healthy in the morning, you're going to feel better. And if you're feeling better, you're being more aware of the smart choices you're making in regards to food. I know that if I have a treat or if I'm in a position where I can't have something healthy, it kind of leads me to be tempted to things that I wouldn't normally reach for. And I think, oh, hang on, I've got the sweet tooth bug in me now and I can't stop. So I think if you start your day super healthy, you're going to set yourself up for a day of success.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess now that you're travelling, how are you going to adapt this in your travels? You know, you're keeping your cleaning while you're on the road.
It's a good question. One bag is for clothes and the other bag is for food.
Yeah,
so,
really?
My carry-on bag is a good combination of, you know, your Tetra Pak almond milk, you've got your beef jerky, your nuts, your seeds. Everything's in there. I just try and keep the raw chickens aside. You know, they don't travel so well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one thing that I do love about your whole philosophy is, like, you train hard, you eat clean, and you feel good is your mantra. How easy is it just to keep things simple? Because so many people out there, they look into things too much and they get so confused with what's on the internet, with what they should be eating. Why should we be keeping it simple?
Okay, keeping it simple not only saves you time, but it saves you money as well. Mm-hmm. There is so many different conflicting messages out there via social media and the internet. So my advice is strip it back.
Yep.
Don't try and get too complicated. Just eat real food. These days there's a hashtag going around there called JERF, just eat real food.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that that's where it needs to be. You might be paleo, you might not be. You might be vegan, doesn't matter. I don't care what you are, as long as you're eating real food that's not from a packet, as unprocessed as possible.
Yeah, exactly. And can we expect this on the tour as well? You'll be going through all your whole foods and your natural back to basics?
Absolutely. I think apart from helping Pete out on stage for the whole show,
mm-hmm.
I do a particular section on just eating real food. And the main focus is people having the right form of natural stimulants in their day to assist them with training.
Yeah.
A lot of people take protein supplements and energy stimulants, and they're full of rubbish. They're absolutely jam-packed full of artificial
exactly.
colours, ingredients, and processed sugars and fake sugars. So what I want to say is let's use real foods, superfoods, to make you feel phenomenal and boost your workout even more.
That's great. Well, what is your number one? I'm a breakfast nut. I absolutely love breakfast. What is your favourite all-time breakfast recipe?
All right. Favourite all-time breakfast recipe would have to be fritters, so corn fritters, a paleo version of the corn fritter.
Mm-hmm.
Please, God, I just said corn. Sacrilege for a paleo. So
oh, no.
A paleo version of a corn fritter. So that's made up with almond meal,
uh-huh.
eggs and zucchini, which is absolutely delicious. Poached eggs, salmon or bacon, avocado, fermented veg. You cannot go wrong.
Oh, yum-o. Oh, I'll be making that tomorrow morning for sure. Well, thank you so much for your time, Luke. And we do look forward to seeing your tour, which is kicking off today and going for, a few months, is it?
Yeah, bring it on. 2 whole months travelling on the road, finishing up in New Zealand at the end of April.
Well, thank you very much for having a chat.
Thank you. No worries.
Cool.
Thanks for your time.